mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, next week I'll be in New York all 5 days reporting in with our hosts that are good enough to sit in for me. We've got a bunch of guests coming on as well. Coming up this Sunday, I'll be there. There's going to be a 250,000 to a 500,000 protesters being led by Lord Michael Moore and others marching down towards Central Park, where they've been told they're not allowed to protest, despite the fact there have been thousands of protests there. They say it'll hurt the grass. I'll be there covering that and see what happens. Bloomberg's got his sound cannons ready, his M60s, everything. So I'll be there to cover what they do to the crowd, teach us how to be good slaves, and we'll be documenting all of that here for you on Monday, and I'll be in New York, as I said. Bunch of news about the new domestic CIA via executive fiat. Catherine Albrecht about the RFID tracker chips, latest developments. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. But right now, let's talk to Clyde in Colorado. Clyde, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Hi. Say, if you do the research on the Rothschilds, you find two things. First, most of them are blind and blue-eyed, many of them, and they don't allow, don't permit much marriage outside of that Aryan background.
Yeah, and then they use this whole envelope of, oh, we're Jewish, but then you find them funding Hitler.
Yeah, they're
it's
actually,
like they're funding our
they're actually German. They're actually German in origin. And I have two questions I wanted to ask you about. What evidence do we have so far that, or if any, or will we develop it at some point, that perhaps military intelligence is responsible for many of the bombings and perhaps some of the killings in Iraq?
That's well, we have evidence that a lot of it is, let's just say, intelligence agencies.
Yeah, what you know, is there any, has there been any articles or concrete specific evidence?
Hundreds, yes.
Okay. Second question is, I follow these protest groups really since the 70s around the country.
Most of them are controlled opposition,
right.
False opposition, government minions.
How do we find the specifics? It's probably hidden to a great extent. I know.
I got video of them hired by the cops, housed by the cops, protected, and they attack the peaceful people. After the thugs, you know, display themselves like peacocks for the news cameras.
Well, I know, Alex, the big, this is in the Reese report, incidentally. I know that the big foundations channel money through a couple of levels and then funnel it down to much of this phony opposition to, you know, even in, if you go back and do the research for the Vietnam War, I discovered
that's how they
25
have a,
years ago.
That's how they have a controlled debate.
Yeah.
So people look at the opposition and go, they're a bunch of idiots. I'm not for that.
Exactly. Yeah, Here's an example. Back
in the 60s and 70s, they'd have a bunch of communist hippies break windows, cuss at old people, and then say, we're against the war. Well, that actually kept people behind the phony war.
That's true, you know, and I researched one time what percentage of kids in the 60s that went through college. I believe there was like 15 or 18 million went through college in the 1960s. With how many of them had ever been involved in any kind of a protest?
Well, the
interesting thing I found out, it was...
Sir?
The one percent. Yeah, one half of 1%.
Sir, the neocons, they were all out there leading the 60s demonstrations. Now they run the White House.
I understand that. You know, that's classical Marxism, you know, just infiltrate the young groups, young people, and then you are the establishment in the next generation. That's not unprecedented in history. That's been done way back. You know, way back in Roman and time.
Well, Austria did that to Poland and other countries. They tried to do it here. They would send someone to the country and then have them become the president or the leader.
Right. Just on another issue, Alex, I think one of the things that I sense from people who should really know better is if you review history, starting even with the Jews that refused to believe the Romans were going to level and murder 2.5 million of them. The denial on the part of people that there is the depth and breadth of evil just done.
That's right. Jerusalem was denying it even as Titus marched on them and laid waste.
Well, the Armenians did that with the Turks, the Holocaust. You know, you go right down the line. The Ukrainians did that with Stalin. I mean, it's just incredible. The denial of the breadth and
depth. It is. Thanks for the call. Gotta go. We'll be back with Catherine Albrecht. Your calls, more news.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. I know we got loaded phone lines. We'll get to your calls early in this first hour. It all ties into what Catherine Albert is covering. Catherine, of course, is there at Harvard. We're going to be discussing RFID tracker chips. I mean, they had an article in CNET about how your light socket in your house is going to be reading your RFID chips. They're going to be in everything. They're already going in under the skin of government officials, children, the old. They want them for prisoners. Huge developments, and she's been leading the fight for years against this, starting with loyalty cards. And we're honored to have her. Catherine, good to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
You bet. Tell folks about your organization and what we're facing in a nutshell, what RFID is, and then we'll get into the latest developments.
Absolutely. I am the founder and director of an organization called Caspian, and that stands for A Big Mouthful, Consumers Against Supermarket, Privacy Invasion, and Numbering. I got started back in 1999 when I realized that we consumers are getting the rough end of the stick here from corporations who are collecting all of our private information and putting it in big databases where it's ripe for the picking by the federal government and all sorts of people who would want to use it to take advantage of us and extract more money from our wallets and sell information and traffic essentially in our private data. And since that time, I got started fighting supermarket loyalty cards for a whole number of reasons. But people have just now begun to realize across the country is that every time they scan one of those loyalty cards, they get their data put in a database, and that information has been used for racial profiling. It has been turned over to the FBI in mass. It's been used in all sorts of really scandalous ways against people. And the next step from the supermarket loyalty card that the industry has planned is essentially, instead of tracking us through loyalty cards, is tracking us through everything we own or carry, and that's using the RFID or radio frequency identification devices.
And now, you've been to the big industry confabs where they meet and discuss this. We have industry documents that show it from the factory to the warehouse, to the store, to your car, to your home, to the landfill, tracking the whole life of that and tracking you and your family.
Well, the idea, Alex, is exactly that. The plan is to replace the barcode, which has been around since the 1970s, with a new and they want to call it a new and improved radio barcode. We call it a spy chip.
Now, it's important to add, Catherine, that the barcode was not universally accepted until 1986 when Walmart ordered all suppliers to have it. They were huge then. Now they're the biggest retailer that forced everyone onto it. Now Walmart's moving the last 2 years, as you know, but to tell the audience, to force all their suppliers to have it, the RFID. So is the Defense Department, one of the other biggest purchasers of goods. And so this is frightening.
Well, and you're absolutely right, Alex, that Walmart is driving the adoption of this along with the Defense Department. Back in 1999, and ironically, the very same month I started Caspian, a group of business people from Gillette and Procter & Gamble. Now, Procter & Gamble brings in billions of dollars every year in selling everyday products like Crest toothpaste and Tide laundry detergent, all sorts of things that people buy every day. And they got together with the scientists and engineers at MIT to develop a way to track all of their products all of the time. And essentially what they developed was this RFID system. It consists of a tiny computer chip the size of a speck of dust in some cases, connected up to a tiny antenna. They want to put them on physical items. They can weave them into clothing. They can press them into the rubber of a product as it rolls off in a assembly line, like, say, in the sole of a pair of shoes. They can press it between the layers of cardboard. There are a whole variety of different ways to put these things onto products. And ultimately, the goal is to have every product manufactured on planet Earth contain one of these chips.
Let me stop you right there and read a Chicago Sun-Times article that I mentioned yesterday. No iPass, prepare to pay double. And they admit it's a powerful RFID chip that can be read from hundreds of feet away. If you don't have an iPass, start collecting more money. Tolls for cars without the electronic units will be doubled. And it goes on. Austin is saying, we're going to have toll roads on every major road. You're going to have this, or you'll have to pay double. They've had these things for years. San Francisco Bay Area reported a year ago that they've put up the readers, whether it's not even toll roads, to track people. They've been using it in divorce cases, you know, for where they used the data of where the person was really at. I mean, this is already being used, and it's already going into hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of products, is it not?
Absolutely. Now, there's a little bit of a difference, and I want to clarify this for your listeners, because it's not too technical, but there's a distinction you have to make. RFID, the RF part is radio frequency. The ID part means that it communicates identification, and it does that with a unique ID number. What all RFID systems share is the fact that they communicate a unique ID number over a distance using radio waves. Now, in the ones they want to put on products, the distance you're looking at is anywhere from a couple of inches to, at most, maybe 20 or 30 feet away. And the reason for that is because they're what's called passive devices. They do not have a battery. So for those items, let's say something you buy in the supermarket, like a package of Gillette Mach 3 razor blades, which they're tagging, something like that, in order for them to read it, they would have to beam out energy at it in a radius of about, in that case, probably about 10 feet, perhaps even less, depending on how they've configured it. And it pings the little RFID tag on the Mach 3 razor blade package, which then sends back its information. But the thing on the razor blade package does not have its own power source, so it has to rely on an external reader somewhere in the environment. Now, these reader devices can be embedded in floor tiles, they can be woven into carpeting, they can be put in shelves or doorways or walls, so it's easy to have them around so that they would not be spotted.
In fact, let's go over smart shelving, which USA Today has reported on, where the pressure plates monitor you, the camera takes a digital photo, that's matched by computers at the end of the day for the number of units sold, against the number of people that put packages in the carts, and then they can even use that for law enforcement.
Bingo. bingo. You've got it, absolutely. You've done your homework on this as usual, Alan.
But the secondary, well, I've read what you've said, read all the articles, but secondarily, it can also track and is keeping a record of you, the individual, period, for a database of what you purchased.
Well, and ultimately, that is one of the goals of this technology. Right now, there are billions of dollars being poured into an invisible layer of infrastructure in retail stores that is designed to gather information about shoppers. And the reason they want to do that is to determine who their valuable and not valuable shoppers are, for example. In fact, I have a quote right here I wanted to read you. It's three different quotes. I did a Google search. Anybody with a computer, try a search on this. Quote, not all customers have equal value, end quote. And you will get several dozen Google hits. And they will all talk about how you want to be able to identify your customers so that you can discriminate against the ones that that you don't want to have in your store. And here's a couple quotes. Knowing the customer means recognizing not all customers have equal value, providing premium services to the most valuable customers while emphasizing efficiency and handling less profitable customer segments, etc.
I'm sorry for interrupting. You know, that's my trademark, but this is built. This made me angry. This is building discrimination into an automatic identification system. Please repeat what you were saying.
Yeah, well, here, now that was the first one. Let me read you a second one. How to increase your profits. Not all customers have equal value to your organization. This is from an industry consultant by the name of Justin Hitt. And he says, if a customer is not profitable, stop serving them. Consider charging unprofitable customers more. Over time, you will be rewarded for your efforts with an overall improved quality of customer.
Now, let's go back here. I told the story last hour about, I said I'd never use a self-checkout lane. I read industry documents 5-6 years ago where they said they'll put in a few of them, train you on that, then finally get rid of all service checkouts. And now at Home Depot, they'll have 10, 15 self-serves, one or two service ones. In just a year, they've almost phased it all out. I went in last night, 10:30 at night, hundreds of customers. Four employees walked over, the manager, they were all fans. Oop, Alex, you got to use the self-checkout. I said, no, you're going to open it up a register and you're going to give me service. But again, this is another example. In the future, they say your shopping cart will have the RFID reader. You'll swipe the card or thumb scan, and there won't even be checkouts to begin with.
Right, and in fact, it gets even worse.
Here's the problem. That records everything you do and automatically makes all transactions cashless. Go ahead.
Well, they've developed the loyalty card, and loyalty card is that frequent shopper club card that people carry around in their wallets to get discounts at the supermarket. We have reports that some retail chains have begun experimenting with making those RFID enabled. And in fact, I actually have some of these from Germany where we got some big protests over there because they slipped them into something called the payback loyalty card.
Yeah, the grocery store. Yeah.
Yeah, the one carried by 22 million Germans. And until I went over there, these people were carrying these things around and did not realize that they were carrying around tracking devices.
But there were massive protests in Germany. People are really standing up now.
Yeah, they did, and in fact, that store dropped that thing like a hot potato. So they got rid of it. But the thing
about it, and that's the point I got to add here, because you keep bringing up incredible revelations. If we don't boycott and stop this now, they'll put it in everywhere. Then they'll say, "Hey, if you don't like it, leave it." This is the critical crossroads. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree, and that's why I was so glad you brought up the example of the toll transponders in the state of Illinois, because this is what we're going to begin to see. In the past, people have said, hey, we want you to participate in this data collection scheme, and we'll give you a discount, like the supermarkets.
Now there'll be no choice.
Well, our research has shown that there hasn't really even been a discount, but put that to the side for a moment. If you look at driving on the toll roads, what the governor of Illinois is now saying, if you do not have an RFID transponder in your car, you will be charged double for driving anonymously through our toll booths and on our toll roads.
By the way, that's already being done in Kansas and California 5 years ago. It's in my film, America Destroyed by Design, at the toll booth that's happening. And Austin has announced to basically get on any major road, you'll have to have one of these. Go ahead.
Well, it's incredible. And, you know, the state of Oregon is talking about using it to tax people for using their cars. London, England right now is talking about using it for access into London. You would have to have RFID right in the license plate of your car. It would be a crime to remove it. So, yes, definitely. And the thing about the plan in Illinois, if you look closely at it, they're talking about getting rid of the toll booth altogether and having people drive under an arch. So you would just zip right on through at your regular speed, go under this arch, which would be able to read the thing in your car and gain your information. And
then they send you a monthly or quarterly or yearly bill.
Right, precisely.
That's the official plan here in Austin, and it's incredible.
Well, I hear your break music coming up, but I wanted to talk a little bit when we come back about the roadside wireless network planned in the UK.
All right.
How it ties in.
Yeah. They're already taxing them by cameras on the license plates, but it's about to get worse. Stay with us. Catherine Ulbricht. I'm Alex Jones.
Ladies, for healthier, more radiant skin and hair, you need to start flipping it. Do you flip it?
When I first started flipping it, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Once you start flipping it, you'll never stop. The next time you pick up one of your beauty products, flip it over and examine the ingredients. You'll be astonished by what the packaging reveals to you. Many mainstream beauty products are comprised almost entirely of synthetic petrochemicals. For a more natural approach to looking and feeling great, visit naturalskinandhair.com or call their friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free at 1-866-339-SKIN.
Start flipping it today because you really can look great without all the synthetic chemicals.
Once you start flipping it, you'll be glad you did. Visit naturalskinandhair.com for more information on natural beauty products. Do you flip it? Call 866-339-SKIN. That's 866-339-SKIN. Or visit naturalskinandhair.com today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
48 states already have national ID cards. That is, state driver's license or ID cards under federal specifications and control. Since 96, they funded the move for October 1st, 2001, that all cell phones be satellite tracked. They're not satellite tracked themselves. They triangulate with the GPS that's on the cell towers down to 15 feet. Then they announce it after it happens. It's the same thing with RFID. I mean, I'm now getting word of dozens of cities who go, oh, we got new toll roads coming in, and don't worry, there won't be toll booths. It's going to be a chip. And so all of this is just sprung on us. We've got Catherine Ahlberg on, and we're so honored to have, leading the fight against the RFID tracker chips beneath the skin and outside on our clothing and cars. Got to fight this, folks. Got to admit it's real first, though. It's in all the industry publications. They're doing it. I'm living it. And the next segment will go to your calls, Linda, Jay, Charlotte, Gary, Vince, and others. Catherine, continue with what you were trying to cover.
Sure. I just wanted to finish something I'd started before the break there in talking about the difference between the RFID tags they want to put on individual products and in our loyalty cards to identify us as we walk around and the ones that go in our cars. The difference is the toll transponder tags that you have in your car contain a battery. And they're what's called an active RFID device, meaning that that battery enables them to transmit data over long distances, which is one of the reasons why. Now, if I had a package of Gillette razor blades in my car, it's unlikely that someone outside my car would be able to detect that. If, on the other hand, I had a battery-powered RFID device, say, in a toll transponder, it could be picked up at high speeds by readers alongside the road.
And it could be designed to boost and read the smaller one, and I've seen moves to do that.
Well, you could do it, but it would be illegal currently because of FCC regulations, which actually regulate the amount of energy you're allowed to emit from a reader device. If someone were willing to break those FCC regulations and risk a pretty massive fine or didn't care about the law or perhaps were above the law, then certainly they would be able to beam more energy at the RFID devices and get a much longer read range.
Well, there are already hundreds of billboards that pick up the microscopic transmissions of your AM/FM radio.
Isn't that extraordinary? I know. And, you know, boy, talk about something that just sounds nuts until you read it, and yet these marketing people say we will sell billboard space based on what radio stations people are listening to because we can use that to determine demographic information about them, and we can sell our billboard for more money. So it's absolutely true. It's all happening.
And now we have major industry admitting they're basically giving and selling all their info to Homeland Security, the state-level matrix system, and other groups, and they're obviously going to use all this. They're already using customer loyalty card info.
You've got it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the ACLU just came out with a very thorough report on that. Regardless of what people might think of the ACLU, they do some extraordinarily good work in protecting people's private data. And they released a recent report that I would recommend everybody to check out, which talks about the marriage between corporate databases and the government and how essentially they're working hand in hand to create a surveillance state.
You see that article a few months ago in USA Today where when you order a pizza, most big chains run it through a federal state database, they get 20% of any arrest or conviction or fines.
Yeah.
And instead of getting a pizza, you get a SWAT team.
Well, and the idea there is, of course, people give their real name when they order a pizza, and they may not have that information anywhere else. So the Fed said, hey, let's get a hold of the pizza guys. They'll know.
And by the way, it's not for child kidnappers or axe murderers. It's for people who haven't paid parking tickets.
Yes, in that case it is. It's for people with lapsed fines. You're exactly right. Let me read you this thing, Alex. I think you'll find this interesting. It's from April 6, 2004. It is from a publication called, eWeek. And it's UK plans roadside wireless network, and there's just two paragraphs here I want to read. The UK government is planning to upgrade its roadside telematics system with a wireless network designed to blanket the country with low-cost wireless internet access. At this week's wireless LAN event, et cetera, patented technology the government is eyeing for massive roadside infrastructure upgrades. Under last mile scheme, contractors would install about 150,000 inexpensive wireless broadband transceivers in such equipment as street lights and traffic lights, which will run off of available power or even solar energy. These units will self-configure into a network capable of passing signals from one node to another until it reaches an internet uplink, a technique known as multi-hop or mesh networking. Anyone within 820 feet of a node will be able to access a wireless connection and essentially get on the internet.
Well, what they don't tell you is what they do tell you in industry documents. That's going to be used to tax and trace and control. And from San Antonio to Kansas City, those antennas and probes and wires are already in. Were you aware of that, Catherine?
I was aware of that happening in Texas, in Florida, and I believe they're working on it in Oregon.
Well, yeah. This has been for 3 or 4 years. I have stopped on road trips and talked to them installing it.
Wow.
And the good old boy with the hard hat will just tell you. Well, they scanned your license plate. That reads the chip we got in the front of your car, and this controls it. And
You're going to be able to do a lot of stuff with it, buddy.
Okay, well, Catherine knows everything and knows a little bit I don't know. So we'll come back and let her continue with her key information and take your calls. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, this should be top news every night. People should be informed of this instead of all these glowing pieces in the media and the newspapers telling us how great it is every once in a while. This is a control grid, a cashless society tracking taxation surveillance system. And we shouldn't be talking about Michael Jackson's plastic surgery or Lacey Peterson or the Swift boat captains. Those are all big diversions. We should be talking about the free trade area of the Americas. We should be talking about the open borders, the gun control, the cancer viruses and mercury in the vaccines, and the RFID in the human body, outside of the human body. Catherine, in a few minutes here, I want to go to some calls, but I've been, as usual, jumping in a lot because you're such an exciting, informed guest. It's good to talk to somebody so informed. But any other key areas, latest developments, ways to fight this, things we need to know, your website, and then I want to keep you with us and go to some calls. But you've got the floor. I'm going to turn my microphone off to control myself. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Absolutely. Well, I think the thing for people to recognize is that, you know, as I've said, whenever I give a live talk about this to the crowd out there, I say, you know, even in this room right now, someone potentially could be giving you a little giveaway devices at this conference with RFID tags in it. These things are out there. They exist. They're real. They're in the world. And unless we're careful, at some point soon in the near future, they will begin appearing in the products that we're bringing into our own homes. There is a huge effort on the part of not just retailers to get you to accept this technology and the people promoting it, but also, as we've seen in the state of Illinois, government to get involved to ask you to, you know, essentially penalize you if you're not willing to be part of the surveillance society. And my feeling on this, for about the last 20-some years, since the 30 years now, since the mid-1970s, there has really been no effective consumer or citizen movement in this country. And that, I think, is what we need at this point. Because back in the 1970s, Alex, I recently had a baby. And I was reading through a book about, you know, how having your baby naturally from 1976. And one of the chapters in this book, believe it or not, was titled Consumerism. And I thought, consumerism, what in the world? Why would you have a book on, you know, a title and a chapter on consumerism in a book on having a baby? And I opened it up, and sure enough, it turned out to be this obligatory chapter that everything in the 70s had. And the idea was, it is your money. You are the one paying the healthcare professional to deliver your baby. You are the one forking over money from your own pocket to these outside people. You are the customer, you're the consumer, you are the king, and you have the right to call the shots and say, I won't put up with this, I don't want it, and keep it away from me. And if you don't, I won't give you my money. And what is so interesting in watching the last 30 years since then come and go is that people in this generation have lost sight of their own power as consumers. We outnumber the corporations. We have all of the money. They have no money unless we give it to them. And we are essentially the customer and the king. And we've forgotten that. We've lost sight of that. And we have, I think, fallen down on the job in policing these guys and making sure that they behave properly and in a way that does not undermine our best interests. So I would say in a free market economy, and I'm a free market libertarian, I fully believe in people standing up for their own rights. That is the clarion call here that needs to be sounded. We need to stand up and say, it's time to tell your local Walmart, I don't like the way that you are single-handedly causing RFID to be adopted across the country and ultimately across the world. And say, you know what, I don't care if your prices are cheaper, I'm not going to shop there. Or tell Gillette, I've heard that you're putting RFID tags in your products. And by the way, if anyone would like to learn more about that, go to boycottgillette.com and you can read all about their shelf sensors that take pictures of you when you pick up their tagged products. And I would say, you know, I've used Gillette products all my life, or at least as long as I've been shaving. My husband uses them.
Yeah,
we threw
good.
Them out. They're fabulous products. You know what, Alex, we threw them out. We tried a generic brand that was awful. And I said, boy, maybe Gillette just is the best. And then we switched to Schick, and they're fabulous. Schick is even better. In fact, my husband said, you know, I never would have made the switch because Gillette, of course, sends you the free ones in the mail and they get you locked in. He said, I never would have made the switch unless I really, you know, unless I had heard what they were doing, and I'm so glad you motivated me to switch to Schick. It's moves like that. I have hundreds of emails, Alex, from people who've written and said, I'm never going to buy another Gillette product in my life or another Duracell battery, which is made by Gillette.
Hey, I don't do it.
Well, there you go. So it's making that choice. It's informing yourself about what these people are doing to destroy our world. And it's not just destroy our physical world, it's to destroy our social world. Because if we can no longer walk down the street, and ultimately if we can no longer even relax in our own homes without being watched by these people who have appointed themselves our guardians and masters, we are in deep trouble. And the time to stop it is now.
Well, Catherine, going back to 2 years ago when I first was getting you on the broadcast, you went to one of these symposiums, you got their own documents where they said the 76% of people hate this in our own internal studies, but don't worry, they're passive, we just force them to, they'll finally capitulate and accept it. I mean, that's a paraphrase, but it's almost a quote.
Well, they said rely on consumer apathy. Consumer apathy was their exact words, that is what they're going to rely on to make this happen. And they have been able to get away with this consumer apathy for years now. And I think it's time the consumer apathy come to an end and we say, you know what, enough is enough.
Well, the analogy is it's like leaving your front door and your back door open for 10 years and expecting to come back and not have squirrels and possums and raccoons in your house and to not have had your home robbed.
Well, the better analogy is you continue to live in it and you're stepping over all the droppings from the squirrels and the possums and they've taken over your whole house. And at some point you go, you know what, I'm going to throw these things out. I'm going to to throw these creatures out on their rear ends because they don't belong in my house. And that's really what we've allowed to happen. We've allowed our own space, our own autonomy, our own ability to make non-coercive decisions about who we want to share data with. We have allowed all of that to be taken over.
Well, Catherine, also, the only response they've got to us is, you don't want chips to track you? You're a space alien. You're a kook. You're nuts, or it doesn't exist. Well, here's 100 articles where you say it does. Well, shut up.
Well, and you know what's interesting, Alex, is the one place where I think they're really going to be fighting an uphill battle is on chip implants because people don't want them. And even people who want national security, they want the chip implant in the other guy. They want it in the prisoner. They want it in the immigrant. They don't want it in their own hand.
We've seen Andy Rooney get up. And I've got it in my film Road to Tyranny, and he says everybody needs a chip. We'll all be safe. I mean, that's crazy. They're the space aliens. They're the weirdos. I mean, think of folks that, but oh, they're the big people on TV in the $1,000 suits. It must be normal because the Mexican government's making their employees take it. The chip must be good. I mean, folks, it's really happening. Twilight Zone. We're the normal people.
Well, and Alex, when I think about, now I don't know if people, you know, you can go to our website at nocards.org or at spychips.com. You can read it all about our efforts, protests that we've been involved with in Germany, protests we've organized here in Seattle and in Texas. We've done quite a bit of protesting, and that is our First Amendment sort of not only right but obligation is to stand up and say, hey, I don't like what you're doing in a peaceful way. And what concerns me is the trend that we're seeing now is that the protesters of the Republican National Convention are not allowed to gather in Central Park. The protesters of the Democratic National Convention were put in cages. If we are not careful, at some point, anyone attending a protest will be identified simply by showing up because they will either have something in their wallet or something embedded in their flesh that will identify them. And from that point on, they could be made into non-citizens.
There's also the face-scanning cameras. Absolutely.
Well, the thing is,
they know that we don't like this. They know we're waking up to them. That's why they're gearing up. That's why they're putting on the black ski mask. That's why they're aiming M60 machine guns at us at protest and got armored vehicles and sound guns. It's to intimidate you because they're afraid of you. They're planning bad things. They're setting it up, and they know you're going to fight.
Well, and the good news, Alex, is they're afraid of us because we outnumber them. And at this point, it is possible to fight in a very peaceful and,
yes,
I think, civically responsible manner by saying, I won't vote for the bad guys. I'm not going to vote for either one of these major parties because they're both corrupt. And I will not spend my money at Walmart. I will not buy Gillette or Procter & Gamble products. And I will diligently seek out information about companies using this technology. And I will not give them money because how are they paying for this? How are they putting in the multi-million dollar infrastructure with money you voluntarily took out of your wallet and handed to
them?
That's
right. Let's go to some calls. I want to thank callers for holding. Linda in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for waking people up. And I've been listening to you for the last 6 months, and I don't agree with a lot. Well, I shouldn't say a lot, but I don't agree with some of major issues. But I think the work you're doing is so important that I think your loyal listeners ought to go get a bottle of white shoe polish and go out to their cars and put some of your websites on their windshields.
Or they can just get a bumper sticker from the website. But, yeah, a lot of people have done that, and we appreciate it.
And I was happy to see it's taken me a long time to read a book that by Greg Palast, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And in that book, he acknowledges you for the work that you've done. It's a hard book to listen to. It's the same with your show. I wish we could all just be listening to music, but I feel compelled to listen to you every day before I go to work.
Well, Linda, thank you. Look, I want to go fishing. I want to go to Colorado and go skiing.
Exactly.
I want to go to France and England and, you know, take vacations and just, you know, make money and hang out with my family. But I can't do that. I've got to fight 18 hours a day because we're losing our humanity. We're losing our freedom.
Exactly. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's my understanding that the top wealthiest people in the world, 5 of the top 10 are Walmart family members. So if we did, as a nation, boycott Walmart for a little while till they straighten up their act, till they pay their employees decent wages, till they stop using sweatshops, you know, we do have the power in our vote.
Well, I used to go to Walmart every week. And I go to Walmart maybe every 6 months now,
because there's a 24-hour one and I've got to have batteries to go do something or something's happening, and I shouldn't even do that. And you're right. We have got to boycott, and even if it costs more at the mom and pop, folks,
right.
You know, that supports the economy.
Right. We vote when we shop.
And that's one of the few votes we've got left is the jury, the grand jury, and the boycott. Thanks for the call, Linda. Comments, Catherine?
No, absolutely. And I really do hope that people recognize that our vote, you may not feel like your vote means much when you go out and vote in an election, but your vote has a huge impact on retailers, and we've experienced that firsthand. And you would be amazed how quickly these retailers drop these programs when they run into trouble. We watched 4 different trials last year dropped within a matter of days.
And they announced 2 years ago, they said by 2004 all products will have it. They said that 2 years ago. And major papers, and we have stopped them so far, and they've really been angry at you, haven't they, Catherine?
Oh yeah, absolutely. They've taken quite some pains to find out everything about me and to do some intimidation too, but it hasn't worked. So I think that when you you know, what are the stages? First they laugh at you, then they fight you, and finally they have to agree with you. And I think we need to move them to the agree with us stage where we say, listen, we're happy to play ball with you guys, but you need to stop, and then we'll start shopping at your stores again if you stop destroying the world we're living in.
Absolutely. Jay in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
When she started talking about consumerism, it started reminding me of when you talk about the political landscape and the power of the vote, as you were just saying with buying stuff, the apathy in this country is overpowering. I would say that hopefully they drop the hammer sometime to wake people up, whether it be the draft or something happens. Otherwise, it's going to be a continuation of the same for the past 30 years more.
Well, a lot of people expect somebody else to do it for them or some giant movement that happens overnight, but glaciers move slowly, trees grow slowly, tyranny was built slowly, we tear it down slowly, it's chipping away. Look, Peter Jennings and Dan Rather and Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh and George Stephanopoulos aren't going to tell you we're winning, but believe me, these people are scared to death. They know they got a tiger by the tail, brother. And so let them keep saying, lay down, G.I., ha-ha, you won't see your sweetheart, you don't have any power. You know, no. They're losing. And don't listen to the Tokyo Roses of the New World Order.
Yeah, but are they going to... It's the difference between incrementalism and are they going to go through with a kind of like 9/11, but bigger, like you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's a catch-22. They would have already done more 9/11s, the LCI-ADA, if we wouldn't have been out exposing them. But then it's a catch-22. We're exposing them so bad, they may go with a giant event to try to judo us under control. It isn't going to work. Okay, they've already lost. They've lost. Evil always fails. Thanks for the call. Catherine, any comments?
Well, just in terms of holding on to your own perspective when all of these things are happening, and I have to say, I have received hundreds of thousands, literally, of emails. I'm sure you get them too, Alex. But
2,000
I don't have
a day, yeah.
I don't have a national radio program, so I'm getting these on the basis of people who are concerned about customer privacy, about their personal privacy, and about how corporations are invading that. And I can tell you, reading those emails, there's a real shift. I'm encouraged by the RFID issue because I think it's going to push all of those buttons, even for people who are maybe not aware of other types of or forms of tyranny going on in our society right now. I think that when people become aware of the fact that there are plans afoot to put microchip implants in human beings, to put microchips...
Possibly.
Yeah, I can't speak to that, but I can definitely
say... No. They say we had the European distributor for Verichip on months before it was announced in Mexico that their judicial people all have to get it. I mean, you don't have to, but then you can't go to work. And then now Italy's calling for it. They're talking about making police take it. This is mainstream news, Catherine.
Well, and you know, it's interesting. There's a difference between forcibly and coercively. And I think definitely there will be coercive methods, like we're seeing with the toll booth in Illinois.
Or you get a third off. You get a third off if you have the customer loyalty card. That's not really true, but there's that perception. Or the toll road is double if you don't have the chip.
Right. Or now they want to put black boxes in cars and give you an insurance discount if they can monitor your driving habits. So things like that. I think definitely there will be incentives. I think definitely they're going
to be. Well, they don't want to do it. Progressive's been doing that program for 2 years.
Well, I think it'll be a carrot and a stick approach no matter what it is. But what I did want to say is that I'm encouraged about the RFID issue because I've been hacking away at this territory for about 5 years now. And only since RFID has come up have I seen people write to me and say, you know what, I've had it. I've put up with this for years and years, and this is just the last straw. They must stop. And the sense I get about it is almost like, you know how the forest or the leaves rustle in a certain way before a storm? I have that feeling.
Oh, I use that analogy in my film Matrix of Evil, how the mice and wolves and squirrels know 12 hours before a hurricane's coming, but the people don't. But really, we do have that little deep-down feeling. And yes, it is there. And here's my good news, Catherine. I say this every week because it's the best news I've got. 5-6 years ago on radio, half the callers disagreed with me on one radio station. Now I'm on dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of stations in big cities, small towns, liberal conservative stations. No one calls in to disagree. Maybe once a week, if I'm lucky, I beg for it. We don't screen calls, but not just my own show, Catherine, on other people's broadcasts. I've done, last time I quit counting, 1,600-plus interviews in the last 3 years. And what experience have you had in interviews?
I've had the exact same thing. People call up and say, wow, thank goodness somebody's getting the word out about this. I have never had anyone say RFID doesn't exist. I think anyone who takes the time to look on the Internet can see that you've got some of the biggest corporations in the world involved. What I do get, though, is a what should we do? What is the next move?
That's right.
And that's
what
where
do
I know
do?
People are ready.
Let's talk about what we do when we get back. With Catherine Albright, I'm Alex Jones. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. My new film, American Dictators, is posted for members. 15 cents a day. My new film there first, before you can even get it on VHS or DVD. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I actually disagree with Catherine Albright on one point. You know, she says there's a difference between forced and coerced.
I mean, that's how they controlled slaves in ancient times, was no job, no food. You know, that's how they controlled them. Well, to say, you don't work here at the Justice Department anymore in Mexico City, 160 now, over 300 of them took it, you've got to have this chip to get in the building. I mean, that is forced, folks. You lose your job. You lose your livelihood. But I meant forced is coming. But we're about to go to Charlotte and Mike and Vince and Melissa and Keith and many others. We've got another guest coming up, but we'll get to your calls as well. I always want to thank Catherine Albrecht for coming on the broadcast. Catherine, let's go ahead and take a call. Well, you can respond to me disagreeing with you if you want.
No, I think that's fine.
I mean, do you see my point?
Yeah, no, I definitely there's arm twisting, and you know, we're splitting semantic hairs, I think, in terms of how you want to what you want to call it. But
well, let's say this: it's crossing the line. It's starting to cross the Rubicon.
There you
go. Into force.
I would absolutely agree with you on that. Doubling your toll or your ability, the cost to drive on a road in Illinois, or causing you to lose your job if you don't take an implant. Yeah, those are definitely coercive, and they cross the line.
I can't believe we're talking like this.
I know it.
I mean, it's happening. They're here, folks! They're taking over! It's like the, you know, at the end of the first Body Snatchers movie where the guy's running around screaming, listen to me, they're, you know, it's...
I often have that feeling, Alex.
No, we should. I mean, folks, the bizarro-ness of this. Okay, Charlotte in Virginia. Charlotte, welcome.
Thank you for having me on, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, my subject wasn't on the...
Well, that's okay. Whatever you're talking about, I'm sure it feeds into this.
Okay, well, I'm not going to Walmart anymore, that's for sure. Okay, I called the FAA in Charleston, West Virginia this morning because of a jet that came over my house last night and circled for about 5 minutes. And I wanted the people to know what this person told me. It was a Mr. Lagan. And he said, quote, there were MOAs, military operational activities, also known as military maneuvers, in this area. And he continued to say there were things that were going to start happening. Unfortunately, he could not discuss these things. And
how low was this jet?
Well, it was low enough to clip off the top of some trees. Whoa!
That is totally illegal.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to fly that low, but on military reservations.
Right. And this was between 11:30.
So basically, you're asleep,
midnight.
And this is what you hear.
Well, I was listening to you. That's pretty good. No, I was listening
and then it
to
comes
your broadcast.
Back.
Yeah, I was listening to your broadcast.
Sorry.
That's a good imitation. It really is. But
got to be at my house. Walk outside the freezer. Guy flips you off. Aims the machine gun at you. Flies off. And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. He did say, too, that he knew that some military jets from other countries, such as Czechoslovakia, were sold to private owners in the United States. And then he started to tell me what color the planes were, like gray was for Navy, green.
And somebody says the military's been doing maneuvers, but if you see foreign planes, those aren't ours.
Right. Mm-hmm. I also asked him to...
Hey, I tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold, Charlotte, because I'm going to come back to you later. Can you hold? I want to hear more about this.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
All right. Catherine, can you stay 5 more minutes with us so we can finish up with a few calls?
I sure can, Alex.
Okay, I'm sorry about the jet imitation.
Yeah. It was fun.
You know, I don't mind the helicopters dropping by my house, but a few years ago they dropped by my parents' house and harassed my mother and flipped her off. And then then we called because my dad's a pilot and found out what they were doing, and it was just basic harassment. I don't even have to live with my parents in forever, but they were just off harassing my parents. So it's all part of the new freedom, isn't it, Catherine?
Yeah.
Have you had any of that at your house?
I have not yet. I'm not looking forward to it.
All right. Well, we'll be right back, and we'll talk to Mike in Arizona and a few others. Then we're going to get another guest on, and we'll continue also with Charlotte. What a nice name, Charlotte. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Our